Wow. I haven't got much volume today, have I? But anyway, I'll tell you what I have got, which is good. The volume's not good, though. I'm getting upset about this. Oh, maybe I haven't got the speakers turned, mate. Yeah, it's a bit quiet. It's a bit quiet. A bit like some of the home games lately, and away games, come to think of it. So, yeah, I think all the sound's coming out of my computer because this muggins guy's forgot to put the speakers on. So that might account for it. But anyway, just like to say a big shout out to anyone who's listening, and that's nobody at the moment except us. But you know, we're here for the ride.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, they'll be dropping in, no doubt. But anyway, just want to say I've got Alex, or otherwise known as Fizzy. He's going to talk to us about all things Arsenal, in particular the last game, the Leeds game. So what happened? What went right? Anything?
Well, we didn't concede.
Yeah, that's good.
I suppose. And, you know, if we had to be positive, the fact that we went down to 10 men with 30 minutes to go.
Yeah, true.
And we rode our luck. I think when any team hits the woodwork three times, there's a hell of a...
Might be four, actually. It's a lot, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we were lucky. And like, if they had scored, I wouldn't have sort of been too surprised, really, by that factor, you know. And I think, you know, we still had the odd chance to break away. When Pepe went off and Saka came on, I think that made a difference, you know. It's just a shame that he had to come on in the circumstances that he did. But, yeah, it was an interesting game. I think, we changed formation. We played as a back four. And I saw that Leno wasn't playing as many short balls. And, yeah. Because when we had the three at the back, he would often play a short pass to one of those three. And I think there's a combination of maybe Arteta was worried about the press from Leeds, and they did press quite high. You know, that's a Bielsa sort of strategy. And, you know, maybe as well as the back four as well, you know, there's not as many people to sort of win the ball back if in case the ball was lost. And I think not having Partey as well, you can see the difference. We did not boss the midfield at all. Yeah. You know, we did not win that midfield. They've got a defensive midfielder, I can't remember his name, and they were chuffed to have him back. And you know, the difference that he made was quite big. So yeah, it's disappointing. And again, it was nice to see Bamiyang play up top. You know, you thought with Pepe, he's got his chance. You know, he was bitching and moaning in the news about not playing. He gets given his chance, and then he just does something, you know, unbelievably stupid.
Yeah, shocking,
you know,
really.
Petty, for Alioski to get sent off, you know. And you could moan about Alioski, you know, fall into the ground like a sack of spuds. Yeah. But they all do it. They all do it. You know, Pepe should know better. You know, the blame is completely on Pepe, really. And I was really sort of quite annoyed with him because I want him to come good. I think he's got the ability. I think if he puts his head down, you know, and then he does something like that, and you just kind of think, you're fucking hell.
Yeah. At least he apologised, so, though. At least he apologised.
I think attacking wise, we didn't really offer much throughout the game again. You know, and we talked about this last week about our attacking problems, and certainly Leeds, we didn't sort of seem to have any real solutions to the problems that we've had the last few weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be a long run, isn't it? You know, I do want to say this, you know, even though we lost, we're still only 7 points off the top. It's going to take time. You know, it's going to take time for Arsenal to turn into the club that we want again. And I think, you know, it's like we said, our target this year was to hit top four. And that still is our target, you know. And so, as disappointed as we are, the performances aren't there, are they? Certainly from an attacking viewpoint, the performances aren't there at the minute. It's going to take time, really. I'm not one of these people that's like, Arteta out. And I read, like, fans on the internet, and like Facebook especially. Facebook, like, the majority of people that comment on Facebook, Arsenal fans that comment on Facebook, are all pro Ozil and anti Arteta.
And
you just kind of think, you know, do you watch the games? Yeah, do you watch the games? Yeah, have you seen Arsenal play live in the last 3-4 years, though, because it's, you know, what fantasy world are you living in, really? It was disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, yeah, the positives are Aubameyang started in the centre, and I saw one stat: he had more shots on goal in this game than he has in any other game this season.
Oh, well, that's a good stat. That's a good stat. I wasn't aware of that. I didn't realise. Yeah, I was quite pleased in a way he was getting played through the middle. But it was I was reading an interesting article just before that game. It said if Arteta just bows to public pressure and plays Auba down the middle, that's a weak manager. I mean, this was not a critical. I'm not against Arteta, as you know. I'm fully supporting him. And this article was saying, yeah, we're fully supporting Arteta, but if he bows down to pressure and starts bringing in players like But he did exactly the same thing as this article said he might do if he bowed down to fan pressure, like bringing in Pepe, which I agreed with, by the way. Playing Auba down the middle, I sort of agreed and disagreed. I wasn't really sure about that. As you know, I'd have played Eddie Nketiah because if he played against his former club, I just thought he's going to score. I mean, it's not a dot on the cards, but it's more likely. It always seems that way. You know, the curse of the X strikes again. And that's what I fully expected. But obviously... You know, yeah, maybe he did bow down to pressure. I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think it's just genuinely what Arteta thinks and he's his own man, makes his own decisions?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're ever going to know, are we?
Yeah.
I don't think he insulates himself 100%. So, you know, when people... He must hear some of the criticisms he had.
Mm.
And I also, you know, don't think he's sort of pig-headed enough to go... Well, actually, maybe that's not a bad idea. You know, maybe he listens to other people's points of view. And, you know, listening to other people's points of view and acting on them isn't weakness.
No.
It's strength because it's admitting that you might have made a mistake. Now, whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But certainly, you know, is it strong then to be stubborn and stick to your own mind? Because by that rationale, Wenger was incredibly strong. But it didn't do him any good in those last few years. So, you know, I think that, you know, Ferguson was very successful because he was flexible.
Yeah.
He got new ideas and he listened to other people. He got rid of his coaching staff every 3-4 years and got new people in with new ideas. So, I don't accept that he did it because other people did it. I think he's fully aware that Uber down the middle is a possibility. Yeah, anyone with half a football brain knows that you could put a striker in the middle, you know, and he was fully aware. I think he saw that Lacazette, you know, wasn't performing, was a bit out of form.
Yeah.
And I think he maybe saw the break as an opportunity to sort of give Lacazette maybe a month off and hopefully he'll come back a bit fresher for the Christmas fixtures. I don't know. This idea of weakness, I think it's such a sort of archaic sort of, you know, moronic sort of approach to it, because, you know, the best people listen to other people, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, in any industry, you know, the best people listen to other people.
Okay,
you know, the best people use other people's ideas and combine it with their own.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if you think of, say, Apple, Steve Jobs fully admits that Steve Wozniak was a cleverer person and was better than him. But together they made something amazing.
Mm.
But it wasn't just Steve Jobs on his own, you know. So it's there's lots of instances of it. So it's this idea that, you know, you have to stick to your guns and be stubborn and, you know, go down in a blaze of glory is nonsense. So if he did bow to pressure, then it's not something I'm too sort of fussed about. It's what he has to be concerned of, and I'm sure he is, of course, is the image that it presents to players. If the players see you as weak, they're not going to respect you. I don't think that's as much as an issue with regards to Uber. I think it might be an issue with the whole Willian debacle.
Oh, wow.
And because, obviously, did he play on Saturday? I can't remember. It's been,
no.
I've raised the brain
about the game of my memory. Yeah, I can understand that. I don't think he played, did he?
He didn't do much.
Yeah. He came off at half time. Was that the game?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
He came on at half. yeah, he's dog shit. Yeah, again, another. And that, now that for me is a bigger sort of critique of Arteta's management.
Yeah.
Here you have a player that went to Dubai on a jolly, caused the club all manner of dramas.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting back, and then he starts.
Yeah,
and
that didn't make sense.
Another dog shit performance.
Mm.
That, for me, if I was a player, I would be more pissed off with that than, and more sort of gone, well, what's he doing there, than Arteta, the Aubameyang thing. 100%. So,
yeah.
And you could say, and I think I saw like a contrary point of view on Twitter, and it was like, well, yeah, maybe it was Willian's first chance. And you go, well, fair enough, because Guendouzi had a fair few chances.
Yeah.
Ozil has had countless fucking chances. So, yeah, everyone's allowed to slip up every so often. But there's got to be a bit of pressure on, you know, Willian to start performing, because it's going to be a long 3 years if he keeps on delivering these performances. Like, he's had one good game since he joined, and that was the Fulham.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, he has done little to fuck all since then. And that's a concern at a number of levels. You know, why are we giving deals to 32-year-olds for 3 years of 150 grand a week or whatever it is he's on? I can't even remember. He's on ridiculous amount of money. You know, haven't we learned from our mistakes, you know, of giving these players, you know, giving, not over the hill, but certainly near retirement players, massive deals, and then expecting them to perform. But yeah, maybe that's a conversation for a different day. So, but yeah, no, I don't think to answer you, no, I don't consider it. I think it's a good thing. If he did listen to other people, that's a good thing.
Yeah, as you know, I mean, I did expect Willian to perform, and he hasn't. And I have to say, you know, the critics called it correctly. You know, lots of people said, it's dodgy signing a player for 3 years when he's the age that Willian is. Not that he can't do it, probably will, but he's on the way down. Where's the sense in it? And I totally disagree with him. I said, well, you know, he's looked after himself, and then he goes off to Dubai. And then I said, well, he did used to look after himself. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I'm not saying he didn't got up to anything in Dubai. Maybe he just, you know, just had pasta and came back. Not really,
It's not exactly. Yeah, we're trying to create a culture of elite sportsmen, and that is not elite sportsman behaviour.
Not at all, no.
So
it was extremely disappointing.
Sort of issue with it, really. Mm. And I think it's something that Arteta hopefully has managed, you know. And yeah, that sort of hill discipline. Yeah, then you've got Pepe with the red card. You know, it's certainly not, the honeymoon's well and truly over, I think.
Yeah, people were saying that. I mean, it was interesting. Well, you know, the Express are just ready to shoot Arteta down any chance they get. I mean, and you know, they said, "Oh, Pepe's having a showdown meeting with Arteta. It could be curtains for Pepe." I thought, what? You know, when you read the story, it's nothing of the sort. It's actually, they're just having a meeting to discuss. You know, obviously, Arteta did say it was unacceptable, which clearly it was, but sounds like he's going to play against Mulder. So I'm fully expecting, obviously he's going to be missing for 3 games. So that means, that rules him out of the Spurs game, right? Which is a bit of a blow, say the least.
Yeah, Spurs and Burnley, I think, is the next game after that.
It's not good news.
Yeah, no, and it almost, I think Arteta would have said to him, you know, you've had one season here. You know, I think he did all right in his first season. Like, he didn't set the world on fire, but he certainly did okay. But he needs to have a better season this season, and that's definitely not the case at the minute. So, you know, I think Arteta might have hopefully lit a fire under him. And with these, you know, Europa League games, he's got these 3 games. We're pretty much qualified as it is anyway. So, yeah, I hope Arteta really rotates the squad.
Yeah, he needs to.
I hope he gives, give youth a chance. But, you know, you've got people like Emil Smith-Rowe.
Yeah, he's in.
Willocks. You've got your Nelsons, you know, you've got, you know, young players. Let's put them through. You've got, you know, good young players that we can sort of give a go, give some get some game time in. You know, I don't understand the sense of, you know, risking anyone that you're definitely going to play on Sunday against Wolves.
That's a tough game.
Especially people, you know, like your Aubameyangs or whatever, they're putting Ketier up top, you know, maybe give Lacazette a bit of game time as well. You know, maybe get some form back.
Yeah, that would be
so things like that.
That'd be good,
you know,
for
like, it's gotta be sensible. It's gotta be sensible management. So we'll wait and see. But yeah, no, obviously we should batter this team. But as long as we get a win, I'm not really too asked about the performance, but I just want to see the kids playing.
Yeah, I think they will, by the sound of it. There's a lot of kids involved. Balogun could play up front, apparently, and there's been talk about him possibly sticking around.
Maybe change the formation as well, tactics.
Yeah, so you heard good reports of Balogun. I mean, I've not really seen him in action, so I can't really comment on how good he is. But I've heard good reports.
I've only heard the comments on Twitter. Aubameyang seems to be a big fan.
Yeah. It sounds like he's got a pretty big fan base for a guy who's not played much first team football. I think he's not played in the Premier League yet, has he, at all? But I think he's played in one of the cups for some minutes. What was I going to say to you? Yeah. What did you think, going back to the Leeds game for a second? What about the midfield? Because you said Arsenal were totally outplayed. There was Ceballos and Xhaka. Did they look ring rusty? I mean, it seemed like Xhaka was misplacing a few passes, going back to his old bad self, from my point of view. Yeah. But what did you make of him?
Well, Ceballos is a funny one as well, because obviously you have that whole thing about him having a fight with
Luis.
So, yeah, another issue of ill discipline at the club.
Do you think that's actually true, though? Because didn't the club more or less say it didn't?
We don't know the full story, do we?
Yeah.
We don't know the situation. But it's another incident of sort of, you know, Ceballos, you know, he's got a bit of a track record for saying things that's maybe not particularly popular, for want of a better word. So, I think it was the two of them in midfield. I don't know if it was ring rust.
Yeah.
They've all been playing. We were bemoaning them playing internationals. Still played internationals. I just think it was they just didn't play very well. I think they didn't do the things. You know, I think Bielsa's game plan sort of was to high press. And yes, Xhaka doesn't like the press, you know, at the best of times.
He don't like any pressure. any sort of pressure, not fan. I mean, so this not having fans in the ground must suit him right down to the ground. But I don't know. I still think you might have learned a lot from what previously went wrong, you know, with the incident that we don't really want to talk about anymore. But, you know.
Yeah, it might have. But I think we have to remember as well, he's a limited player.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And I saw the Grove post this, I think it was earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. Mm. And he was talking about, you know, Arteta needs to give up the ghost of, you know, hoping that he can rejuvenate some of these players. He's only going to improve them so much, like with your Mustafis and with your Zakas. They did improve for a short period of time. If you think back to, I think it was the Leicester game, Mustafi came on, and I know it was rusty, but it was like the same old Mustafi.
Yeah.
And Xhaka, you know, Xhaka wasn't great on Sunday. Ceballos, to be fair, wasn't great either, really.
Yeah.
They just got bossed. They got crowded out as well. Like we played with a 10, and it didn't seem to sort of Willock. Yeah, you know, Willock's a young player. He needs a bit of support, and I don't know if that was the right game to put Willock in really as a 10. But it just didn't click, I guess, really.
Maybe Arteta underestimated Leeds a little bit, do you think? Do you think that's possible? Like, when you think about Willock starting, I mean, I would never have started Willock at Leeds. It's easy with hindsight, I know, but I just thought...
Yeah.
He's not really...
I thought it was risky.
Yeah.
I know Arteta wanted to play four at the back, and he wants this new formation. I wouldn't be surprised if he wants us to play 4-2-3-1. But with that, it's who he plays at 10.
Yeah.
Like, you obviously Ozil's not in the squad.
Yeah.
So who's the... Yeah.
And then there isn't really.
Get someone in January.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that will sort of keep the Wolves at the door if the club invests money into players. But yeah, they need to get rid of some of the fucking dross that we had. Yeah.
Problem is, there isn't really a number 10, is it? I mean, for me, there isn't. Ozil is a number 10, but he's a lazy number 10. Talented, but lazy number 10. Then you've got Willock. To me, I'm sorry, I can't see him as a number 10. I see him as a decent-ish midfielder. More of a box-to-box player for me than he is a number 10. Because he doesn't...
Yeah, he's an 8, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an 8. Yeah, that, I can see him, like, replacing Ramsey. Or,
yeah, he doesn't have much guard.
Not an awful lot of that.
Yeah, he could develop it.
He could develop. That was a tough game for anybody, I would say. But the only youngster, obviously, is Saka. Saka is just outstanding, you know. But the other youngsters, when they come on, I just think, well, it's not going to go totally pear-shaped, but I don't really see a goal coming. So I think Reece Nelson came on, and, you know, he's a decent-ish player again. But I never think these guys are going to transform a game. Like, in, you know, years gone by, even, I know Arshavin wasn't everyone's cup of tea, but when he came on, I always thought he might do something if Wenger gives him enough minutes on the pitch, which is rare. But, you know, I always thought there were players like that that could come on and change games, you know, whereas now, at the moment, when Lacazette's on the bench, well, he's out of form. If he was in form, I'd think he's gonna make a big difference. But he's out of form, so they're not all chomping at the bit, particularly attackers. I suppose that's what it is. The players who are in form are defenders, which is a good thing. But unfortunately, the price that's been paid here is the attackers are pretty much all of them out of form. Pepe was probably in the best form, not great form, but better than the others perhaps. And now he's out for 3 games. So I just wonder where are the goals going to come from? And is Saka, have you heard anything about Saka's injury? Because he got injured, didn't he, against Leeds? And
yeah, supposedly it's not too bad. I did read about this, actually. Oh, one thing I did like, did you see the art Tierney?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Kicking off Saka and the player that got Pepe sent off.
Yes, I heard a little bit about that.
Absolute class from Tierney. Like, there's a proper player right there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a proper leader.
Yeah.
That gives a monkey's. Yeah. You know, his performances are always good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he puts the effort in. Like, he's an absolute class player.
He is. I have my doubts.
Saka, it was just a bit brainless, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
The one player, that, you know, everyone's a bit sort of pissed off with because they might think Pepe got sent off by him. And you know, you see Xhaka, you know, being buddy with him, and you just kind of think, yeah, it's not, yeah. And you can see why Tierney got pissed off, can't you? Really.
So wait a second. So Saka was getting buddy buddy with a guy who got
I think it's cause
Pepe sent off.
Some sort of Albanian link because they've got.
Oh, Xhaka. Sorry. Yeah. So what did Tierney say? I didn't see this. I thought it was something else.
What country is that? He's Swiss, isn't he? But he's got some.
He's Albanian, basically, but he's Swiss by nationality.
Something like along those lines. Yeah. They've got a connection.
Yeah.
It's like, well, obviously, that's all good and well, but don't do that on the pitch. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially after that player's was, you could argue, helped get Pepe sent off.
Like, well, so Tierney came out and said that. Credit to him for that, in a way, because. Yeah, you know, Xhaka, I just don't know where his head's at some of the time. I just don't get it. You know, he's a better player than he is.
To get rid of the brain deadness.
It's fucking
stupidity, isn't it?
It's too hard a call, I think.
It doesn't seem so. You know, supposedly, Xhaka will miss tonight's game.
Yeah.
But he just got a dead leg.
Oh, okay. He should be right for
Wolves. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's partly cramp.
Yeah, he's played so many games. What with England international duty as well. He was the only shining light. You know, apart from Leno, perhaps. So just a couple of good performances. But yeah, I wasn't that disappointed with the result actually at Leeds. When we did the predictions, I said 1-0 Arsenal, and there were times when a goal could have been snatched. I think. With Saka, we went 1-1 with a keeper, didn't he, at one point? So there were goal opportunities,
chance.
Not taken. There weren't many, but there were a few. So I wasn't that disappointed.
There wasn't many.
Oh, yeah, and the handball, yeah, that wasn't given. What a ridiculous decision, right? Although some people say, you know, how could the guy have got out of the way? So, you know, it could have been a 1-0.
Yeah. The handball rules, it's so difficult to sort of traverse at the minute.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You see, I do feel for players, you know, like if it just hits them on the hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they show like an inch of movement towards the ball, it's a penalty straight away. It's a difficult one, isn't it?
The issue for me was it wasn't reviewed on VAR, was it? No one knows what the rules are. VAR people don't seem to know what the rules are. And VAR, the people, well, who decides whether it's going to be a VAR call or not? It's the referee, right, is it? And the referee decided to just basically deny Arsenal a penalty. And this is what has been said. If it was Manchester United or Liverpool, they probably would have got a penalty there. But as it's Arsenal, they don't have enough fans.
They've been incredibly fortunate, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. These other clubs, I mean, they're the main two, I'd say. Obviously, they've got a huge fan base. So have Arsenal, actually. But, you know, in terms of which clubs, I'm just guessing this, but, you know, the referees that I know of that support teams, I don't know a single referee who supports Arsenal, but you do hear of ones that support Liverpool and Man U, and they actually come out every now and then. I can't remember who they are, but they say, well, I used to support Man U, and then they still sort of decide in favour of those two clubs. I mean, you can understand it in a way. It's not right, but that's just, you know, how can you love football and not support a team if you're from the UK? It's very difficult, right? So they're always going to have a certain amount of bias.
They shouldn't be allowed. I'm sure they're not allowed to ref matches. But do you remember, was it Mike Dean? I always used to think he was a Spurs fan.
Oh, really? I thought it was Man U.
No, he's not. He supports some fucking Northern Monkey team. but I think there's a clip of him going absolutely apeshit when his team scored.
Oh, wow.
League One or something like that. Like, a nobody team. But I always used to think that he supported Spurs because I remember when Adebayor scored against us, when we beat him 5-2.
Yeah.
All those years ago. And Adebayor scored against us and he does this little jump.
Oh, yeah.
He's genuinely happy that Adebayor scored. And he just does it. There's clips of him with all the weird moments that he does. And he is quite humorous.
Yeah. He looks like Jasper Carrot. That helps.
I think he's an all right ref.
Yeah. He's not the worst.
He's one of those that he likes a bit of the limelight, though. Like, he's savvy enough to know that people are watching him. I was just thinking he was a Spurs fan, but he's not. So I think sometimes fans can get a bit sort of, like, not biased, but just, like, any sort of excuse.
Yeah, we're going to jump on them.
Admit that their team's not as good as they hope, sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's always nice to blame a referee for a poor result, but
it's
suppose.
Convenient, isn't it?
I mean, I've got to say, I was sort of thinking, you know, the referees. I don't know. Part of me was just happy with the point, you know, especially after Pepe got sent off. I thought, well, the best that Arsenal can hope for is a point, or is it? You know, there is part of me going, well, there could be this breakaway and Arsenal might just nick a goal. That's so typical Arsenal. It might just happen. So there's little part of me.
Time as well, you have to remember that we absolutely rode our luck.
Oh, of course, when you think of the woodwork coming to the rescue.
Leeds did deserve, if we're being completely honest, Leeds did deserve the win.
By all accounts, it's you know, and it's very hard to argue.
It pains me to say this, but we were not good.
And Pepe, I forgive Pepe for what he did, even though I might not be so forgiving in 3 games' time if they don't turn out well. But, you know, I think we've got to forgive him because he's still relatively young, right? How old is he again? 24, 25, isn't he? Something like that?
I can forgive him
because, you know why? Because he's starting
to hit his peak now.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, he actually did apologise, and that's something that a certain other player didn't do, which I won't mention the name of. Or maybe there's more than one actually now, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, hats off to him for that.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, it really does for me. Yeah. Well, I like him anyway, so regardless.
It'd be better if he didn't do those stupid fucking things.
first place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I still, you know, but the thing with Pepe, you know, I just feel like he's getting, I know it's no excuse, but I feel like he's getting goaded all the time. Not just verbally, but he's been kicked a lot, you know, clearly.
Yeah, that's part of the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, yeah, but these players, yeah, the wingers.
I'm a defender. I was taught, you know, kick people that are better than you.
Yeah.
Just to get into their head.
Yeah, you
know,
he does.
He has to take it as a personal, as a compliment. Yeah, you know, that you don't kick people that are shitter than you. You kick people that are better than you.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose. I do see that. I mean, I think if you're going to... What I really strongly disagree with, though, is it's not Pepe getting revenge. It's how he got revenge, you know, because... I think
yeah.
I hate all this sort of petulance, you know, this like superficial revenge. So, but it doesn't work, and you end up getting sent off like David Beckham did in the World Cup many years ago in France, wasn't it? You know, a silly little kick that's not going to hurt even a fly. Literally, a blue bottle could fly away and not feel any damage. So, if you're going to get revenge, make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, for a penny and for a pound sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not advocating revenge, just in case anyone's listening to this, but if you're going to do it, you might as well make it work, because otherwise, what's the point of getting suspended, you know? And plus, the really good pros, the best pros I saw at getting revenge were people like, well, they're not popular people in this Arsenal region, but, you know, Dennis Wise, he was so good at getting revenge. So sneaky, you know, that no one would notice that what he's done. The referee would never, ever notice what he's done. And it wouldn't be, actually, wouldn't be that extreme. He used to do things like he would pull people's armpit hairs and then get them sent off. I mean, that's proper revenge.
Yeah.
That, to me, his gamesmanship was a different level. I don't think I've ever seen anyone who was so good at gamesmanship as Dennis Wise. I mean, I know Arsenal fans want to kill me for saying that, but he was just so good at it. And sometimes if you're trying to grind out a result, he'd be a good guy to have in your team, you know. But I'm not saying that I wanted Arsenal to sign Dennis Wise, because that wouldn't be true at all. But in the games I saw him play, I went, bloody hell, this guy, he just knows how to con referees. He's just so good at it. I haven't seen anyone that good since. So, right, I guess we better close it down, because nobody's joined us for once. Last time we had 16 loves, or 17, was it? I forgot. Quite a lot. And a few people joined us. Maybe they were getting used to the Tuesday slot, and then we messed it up. Well, it's been difficult. We'll try and go back to Tuesday, shall we, next week? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. All right, we'll try and do that. So I'll better try and hit the theme music and actually have some sound on. Oh, no. Done the same again. Oh no, is it louder? Not really. Oh yeah, look, I actually got the speakers on now. All right, until next time. What do I say? Adios, buenos. Well, we have got a Spanish manager after all. So people are just going to have to live with that exit until I come up with a better one. And you'll be waiting a long time for that, guaranteed. But we're going to win. 3 games in a row. That's my prediction. Oh, I forgot. What's your prediction?
For Wolves, I think we'll get a win, yeah. I think
we'll beat Wolves, Mulder. Do we need to predict that?
Yeah. And
it's a Wolves.
The next one, Dundalk or something.
Like Dundalk. 3 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Right, I'm pressing.